Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And it has been one heck of a great week making all these really delicious recipes, utilizing strawberries this week into the best of our ability. The very last recipe I have for you is definitely not one that's going to fall short of creativity, but also going to really capture the hearts and the palates of foodies all over California. This is such a unique recipe. It is a chili crusted pork loin with a strawberry pico de gallo. And it's fun because I specialize in Southwestern cuisine. So I always like to utilize bold flavors and new techniques. And I love this recipe and the way it works. What we're going to use first is 4 pork loins. And the pork loins, I recommend that they be at least, you know, half an inch to an inch, just because we want to make sure we get some really good pork here that can hold up to this nice strawberry pico de gallo. Then I use 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and we're going to put that in a pan, because what I'm going to do is I want to get that pan nice and hot. I'm going to use a tablespoon of Cooking Sensations gourmet seasoning, and I'm going to just divide that up between my 4 pork chops. We're going to get that really nice and hot and put a nice crust on our pork chop. It's very important because we're going to add a little bit of salt and pepper to the backside of the pork chop. That way it's fully balanced and we got that nice salt and pepper taste, which we definitely need. Then what I'm going to do is 1 cup of strawberries that we're going to dice very small, 1/2 an onion that we're going to dice very, very small, and 1 jalapeno seeded and dice small as well, an aroma tomato dice small, 1 clove of fresh garlic minced. And when I mean minced, I mean cut that thing so fine that it leaves little, almost like a paste, but not quite there. And I'm going to do 3 basil leaves, and I'm going to chiffonade. And remember, a chiffonade is when we grab our product and we roll it real tight, and then we slice it very, very finely. And that's exactly what we're doing here. I'm going to put this pico de gallo pork chop in my oven. I'm going to put it in there at 375 degrees, and I'm going to put it only in there for 4 minutes, and then I'm going to lower the heat completely down to 300 degrees and leave it in there for an additional 7 minutes. I assure you, with the pico de gallo on top, this recipe is going to explode with flavor. Thanks for getting Untamed with me. And if you want to learn any more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and watch my show on www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.